So welcome back to part two of Tuesday, July 19th, 2021, live with Linda and friends. And I wanted to share with you the subject that I'm going to be presenting at the October Feldenkrais Conference. And my subject is going to be self-image. And my talk will be on how the self-image changes as we age. And I want to talk about the fact that I'm 84, and I think what has kept me feeling so young is my spiritual faith and my trust that each one of us makes a difference on this planet. And I'm just going to write you the notes that I made and then see what comes intuitively. When I was 9 years old, my mother made a little crocheted saying that on it was, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." And the thing that was so incredible in my youth is that both my parents actually lived that philosophy of kindness and belief in a loving creator. I was really lucky from that point of view. And when my faith began to fall, I chose a way to shore it up. That's one of the things that I want to talk about when I was 54. Because I looked in the mirror and I just looked exhausted and I didn't feel it. And I thought, why do I look so like terrible? I understand now that as some people don't have that. Some people are really lucky and they don't get it, but I wasn't lucky and it really felt. And so I had a partial facelift. I didn't want anything changed on my forehead because I earned those wrinkles and I really appreciate them. And I don't want to look younger than I am unless it's natural. And so all I did, they just did a little slit right there on both sides and one there. And I did T-touch on it. And in like 4 days, you couldn't see anything. And that, it was so interesting because I've talked about this before, but after I sat in this, you know, chair and this doctor was, I could hear this snip, 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 snip sitting there. And I was driven home by a friend and walked in the bathroom. I said, "Oh my God, I'm back. I look like I've been on vacation." I mean, that really made a difference to me. So, and because I've been in the public ever since I was like, I don't know, 20, it really makes a difference when somebody looks at you, if you can just look fresh, refreshed. And I'm trying to see what else that I had here. This idea of being able to have something that makes you feel good. There are many different ways. I mean, some people, and certainly in this group that I'm going to be speaking to, have the Feldenkrais work because it allows you, when you do those weekly lessons, it allows you a level of beautiful flexibility that really keeps you from losing the spring in your step. And that makes a huge difference. I had that, but when I went on and did T-Touch, anytime I started to get, you know, what we all have, or certainly everybody I know has from these aches or pains or injuries or accidents, and the fact that you can help yourself, just like Denise did, holy mackerel, over the weekend, makes a huge, huge difference. And that certainly has kept me from being young. And I think, let's see, in 1984, I can't think how old I was at the time, but I don't know, maybe somewhere in my 40s. I had an accident with a horse. I was loading a horse in a trailer and I had just worked with her for the afternoon, and she was really quiet and really lovely. And the person who brought her didn't tell me that she'd been beaten into the trailer to get there. So when she approached the trailer, she was really nervous. And so I was on the ramp, and I had about 80 people standing around me. And I just turned to them and asked them, "Will you please give her a little more space?" And in that moment, the horse reared and struck me on the head. And I was standing on the ramp, and I, you know, my ankle twisted, and I fell off the ramp, and she knocked. I was unconscious for, I don't know, a few minutes or moments, I don't know. But anyway, I wound up with a goose egg on my head and a broken ankle. And I was told by the doctor in the hospital in Germany that when I would turn, like, he said, when you would turn, what is it? I can't remember now what it was. I think he said when you turn 60 or maybe 70, that my ankle would start bothering me and become arthritic. And it did. And so then I had to touch it. And one day I was, it would only happen like every, I don't know, maybe once a month, not any more than that. And I would just reach down, do a few touches on it, and it would be fine. I mean, it wouldn't take me 20 seconds. And then one day when I was 72, it got really bad. And I was thinking, why did I believe that doctor? That was really crazy. I know better. And ever since then, I'm now 85, and it hasn't bothered me since. I just changed my belief. And holy mackerel, when I think how important that is, it's really, really crazy. So I'm going to just be talking about, you know, the face refresher and what we can do with T-Touch and how you can help yourself and have a basic philosophy, whatever that works for you, of figuring how to accept yourself and love yourself. I think that's one of the greatest things for me. And that's just having this group together like this, you know, month after month, and seeing each other and hearing our stories. One of the things that really made a big difference to me was in the 70s, I did a weekend workshop with Jack Zimmerman in San Francisco, and it was psychosynthesis. And there was, we were just sitting in circle, and he was doing hot seat work. And one young guy, maybe in his 30s, got on the hot seat, and he said that although he was a successful lawyer, that he never felt confident because his father had always, you know, told him he was no good and put him down. And so we did this hot seat work, and it's Fritz Perl's work, and it was so incredible because you have two cushions there, and the guy was himself sitting on this cushion, and the cushion over here was his father. And so he spoke as though his father was there, and then he went over and went on the cushion, and he was his father speaking back to himself. And if any of you have never done this work, it's incredible. And I do it with a third cushion to see who else in this relationship was important, and it's fascinating what comes up. But what I learned from that is, man, we all have these play, if you haven't worked on it, these I don't want to call them dark places, but they're places where we don't trust ourselves, or we don't like ourselves, or, you know, it's part of the human process. And our opportunity to work with that and recognize that everybody has it, because we're all connected, and it may not be our stuff, That could be from your mother or your father or your aunt or your uncle or something that has happened. And it can even be when you're in the womb. Of course, it can be past life, but it's so directly from my experience in this lifetime. And working with that and recognizing, man, for me, the thing that makes a difference is we're all part of that divine spirit. And no matter what we've heard about ourselves or what we think, we're miracles. And that's what really affects my self-image and that recognition that we're all connected and that we all have those places in us of the doubts and the fears, not necessarily even our fears. And when we start to work with that and recognize it, and we can release those memories with T-Touch when we deal with our fears, that's one of the things that I'm so excited about this work about and the opportunity to share this with you all. So, my dears, any part of that that speaks to you that you would like to share about it? Experiences you've had where you've overcome some fear, where you have been able to, any situation where you've been able to use T-Touch to release fear is a really, for me, a really big deal. And I just, and for Michelle, because we haven't talked about this before, we kind of jump into these subjects and we have not started, as I actually love to start and end with a heart hug, recognizing that those fears that we all have, we can recognize them, look at them, give thanks for them. And then as we are able to release them with this amazing 1 1/4 circle, and when they're long standing fears, to starting at 6 around the base of the clock to 9, pausing, and then do a little quarter circle back to 6. That can really help just stuff that, you've been dealing with for ages, like, transmute it into the light. So those are things that, for which I am grateful. Any thoughts? Any considerations?
Well, I'll say something I always do since no one else is going to. And that is, I don't know if I ought to be saying this, but it's okay because it is ending up to positive. I've been having kind of lately in the last few months, I'll have these like flashes, like almost of the dream state, but mostly they're okay, but sometimes they're very dark and scary. Just a nanosecond, just a little flash when I'm awake. Or if I'm asleep and it's like a little bit of a nightmare and I wake up. So I'm wondering if through this work that we're doing and the wonderful use of T-Touch, constantly, daily, and like reading Abraham every day and listening to you once a week and then blah, blah, all of the wonderful stuff. If I'm not slowly starting to clear out some of the real dark stuff that you were, mentioning that we all have, of course. And anyway, that was just the thought that came to me when you said that.
Well, it is interesting, Megan, because the fact is that we are all connected and we have these experiences that come through many, many, many lifetimes. And it can also, one of the things that I've discovered when you have that, it can be something that you picked up in the womb that your mother had or your father had or your aunt had That's the thing that I have found so interesting. Or it can be something from a past life. And it's just when you recognize that, oh, okay, does it serve me? No, you can transmute it to the light. And just say, ah, that's interesting. Not something that serves me. I need this, no? And that's where, I mean, just transmitting it to light, giving thanks for that release and for whatever it is. And so it is. And I mean, and that's this wonderful concept, you know, of new thought is and that, and this book. I love this little book. This, you've heard me many times. Secrets of the Lost Mode of Prayer by Greg Braden. And this concept of, okay, acknowledging it and saying what it is, and so it is. And that, and so it is, you give it over to a higher power.
Okay.
Call in your angels. Yes. You know, that's the thing is, and when you get those scary things, it's really worthwhile to surround yourself with angels. That's one of the things that I've been able to do. So it's, thank you for bringing that up. We all have it. And holy mackerel, when you see what's going on the planet, all that energy is in the quantum field. All those thoughts are in there. And we can pick them up, and it may have nothing to do with us, but it's still coming through. So, my dears, I'm going to ask you if you will forgive me today and we end early because I have to be ready in less than an hour for this interview, and I have to rest about 15 minutes. And then I'm going to ask you all to be with me and see, because you know what I get, I'm supposed to do this one intuitively. And that is so scary compared to writing an outline and you know, and going with it. So Teresa, you're laughing. I'm sure Marnie is laughing, man. You've heard me do this before, but it's so much easier to write an outline because that's what I normally do. And this time I haven't been able to do it. So I don't know what it is really I'm supposed to bring through.
May I just say something?
Yes, Teresa.
Tomorrow, I have my meeting with the medical doctor to talk about how we can enter the T-Touch and heart math in this program of a postgraduate, psychosocial medicine for medical doctors. And I can understand that you are flabbergasted about it. And I prepared everything. And I say, and then we will see what happens. And this is also T-Touch, that I can say, we will see what happens. And this, and that will be the right thing, I'm sure.
Okay. So, you know what? And let it, and I just have to let it go. And it's lovely to share that with you because, oh my God, you all, when I did teaching with Bruce Lipton in Vienna. What was that?
I remember. Yeah.
A lot of people of our came with us to Austria for that. And I had prepared for, you know, weeks with what I was going to say and do. And I was just so nervous. I have no idea. Why was I so nervous? I just do my thing. And I couldn't sleep the night before, all this stuff. Come on. Those of you who don't know me, I've been doing these presentations for more than 50 years. And then I got up there and it was so easy and so brilliant, wasn't it, Teresa? It was just...
I remember when you touched him and he did the touch and he did like that. He said, oh, okay. You can see just like that. that was the touch of Bruce Lipton. He touched us with the cells, and he got back his touch to his himself. It was a great, great. I still have the videos which I made during with my iPhone, and I listen to them and I see them. I tell you, it was just great. And I saw him then in Basel again, that there was something missing. You know what? You.
Well, yeah. I'm going to see him in Paris in October with Greg Braden. They're doing something together.
Wow.
Go to. Yes, it's going to be fun. Yeah. So, Teresa, why don't you show that video to us?
I have to put them from the phone to the, I'm not as good at technical and whatever things. I try. It's not the official video we could get. It's just mine.
I know, but
I will see what I can do. Okay. And I do not promise anything, but it could be that something happened.
Okay.
It was 2014, wasn't it? It was on my birthday in May. It was.
Oh my gosh!
I gotta look at that. If ever I can send it, probably to Kirsten, and she can do something. I don't know. We try.
Great. Marnie, your hand is up.
Well, I was just going to remind you about what Robin said about using a wrap when you're going to be speaking. I was thinking to Teresa and Denise, too, is you can put it under your shirt and that shrug wrap. And the wrap kind of helps release your intuition, too. I know that sounds whatever, but it's kind of amazing. It frees you to fly. You know, 10. Anyway, I just thought I'd mention that for when people are doing presentations.
Anna, and then Joyce.
Hey, I'm so glad you're here with us. I mean, I know you were journeying and everything. So thanks again, Linda. And I just want to bring again Moshe Feldenkrais into the circle. I wrote it down, this beautiful piece of paper, and I put down, find a way, notice if, explore a way. How do you experience? What happens when? Imagine if you are willing. And I just love this idea of how do we really connect with ourselves and love ourselves first? You know, the beauty of really honoring ourselves. I was brought up, don't care about yourself, got to care about everybody else, you know? And when I think about, especially the feminine, you know, kind of like, oh, well, you know, if you're a man, you're like, And yeah, I mean, many of us meet men that have more of the feminine in them. But this ability to honor not only the masculine, but the feminine. And, you know, when I say to everyone, the feminine has the masculine within us. And the masculine has the feminine within them. And I think the beauty of that, and I just love this idea of the Tellington T-Touch, because it really, I was working with a friend, as I told you, I had to leave early. Last Tuesday, he was flying in. He lived, he studied music, jazz music in Miami. And he was coming here because two of his very best friends are dying of cancer. And of course, I wanted to connect with them, but he was so guarded. So with him, I just did I couldn't believe, because usually I'm a little bit more deep. When I work with him, I just barely did, just all around, you know, his body, just so softly. I was like, wow. I was like so surprised in myself that I was so just really gentle. And I just want to say that I had to giggle at myself about it.
Beautiful. Well, thank you, Moshe. And I mean, we wouldn't be here together like that if it wasn't for him.
Well, and then your journey to bring the magic, to be able to really connect with myself, especially my heart and all parts of myself, and just feel like I'm vibrating with my inside myself, with wherever I'm sensing I am. And there's just a beauty in that. And this community is just amazing. So thank you again.
My great honor. Thank you. Joycey. Oh, look. Go ahead, Joycey.
I want you to get your rest. I want you to rest and be very succinct. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. After I've been with you about a year, we went to Galisteo and you said you're going to take no notes. You're going to sit there and let yourselves absorb and give the information back. And I'm telling you, it was the most incredible clinic that I had done. And your little cells inside your little gray matter knows what to do. So go get some rest and have some fun. Cells know the divinity of the perfection of their creation. You just have to remind them. And you'll do that with your nap. So thank you.
Love you. Thank you.
Cindy, you got this.
Thank you.
Rest and it'll happen. Just let it happen.
Absolutely. Thank you. Teresa, hold that up again. We couldn't see it. Joyce was just.
It is a very bad picture because it's not clear, but it's you touching Bruce Lipton.
Right.
And the other, and the translator, I believe, was also touching.
Right.
But I unfortunately, I couldn't find the videos in here. I don't know what happened, but I have a lot of pictures of it.
Anyway. Right, well, let's not do it now because I've got to rest. Yeah. So thank you all.
Thank you.
Let's end with our talk.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Let's end up.
Good luck. You don't need it. You'll be brilliant as always.
We just want to share, send out a heart hug to all those who aren't so blessed as we are to have a supportive community. And just hold the potential that they will find that peace within themselves. Blessings to you all. Aloha, Apa.
Aloha. Blessings.
Bye. Ciao.
Ciao.
Till next Tuesday.